Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
When I first spoke a few years ago to Eileen Keane from jumpstartyourconfidence.com, the website was growing support. Now she has a book out and doing workshops and podcasts and a whole big website. And she's built it from scratch. And congratulations on the book, which we'll talk about in a minute, Eileen. But the idea of active listening, when your child comes to talk to you, do you give them your full attention? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, PJ. How are you?
Good, good. How do you show a child you're giving them your full attention?
Well, I suppose, to be fair, look, we're all parents here. Well, a lot of us are parents here and listening. It can be very difficult, but I suppose the reason why I put a full chapter in the book to active listening is because we have to, you know, let our kids see that we're interested in them. You know, we understand things can be tough, that we're willing to give them attention. It doesn't always have to be at that minute. I think that's important. If we're just really busy, just come back in a few minutes or come back later that evening, but put a reminder on your phone, do something so that you do come back. I think when we give them our attention, you know, that's exactly as you said there, not being half listening to something on the phone and the radio and the television, you know, that you're actually, if they're small, come down to their level. It's just a couple of minutes. And even though we might think at times it's not very important or, oh God, here they come again, they wouldn't be telling us if it wasn't important to them. And I suppose it's getting into the right habit so that when things might become a little bit more heated and a little bit more serious, your kids and your teens and your young adults know that if they come to you, you are going to listen.
The child who comes to mom and dad with a problem at 7, mm-hmm. Now, they're little problems. They seem huge to them, but they're just little. But if they're brushed off at 7 and they have a much more serious problem at 17... they'll go somewhere else.
Well, it's an issue, and I suppose I'm working with kids now over 10 years. And, you know, sometimes I'd say to the teens in particular, you know, just share it at home and talk to them and, you know, get an opinion or whatever. And they'd say, what's the point? They don't listen anyway. So it's just, we all know it's important, but it's just a reminder, I suppose, to say these are the most important people in all of our worlds.
When they say that they don't listen anyway, I assume you've probed it with them. What do they mean by that?
Well, I mean, we talk about phones. I mean, every child I talk to say, well, my parents are worse than me. Well, a lot of them. You know, it's just leading by example. I mean, it's also a great gift to be giving your kids to teach them how to listen. I suppose the other side of listening, PJ, as well, is as parents, our automatic response before the kid even finishes the first sentence might be to jump in with our advice and try and sort it and solve it, because our natural reaction is to help. But there is another issue, because as long as we're talking, we're not listening. The child very often, if we just let them finish speaking, can very often come to a conclusion themselves. They just need to be heard and need to be valued, I suppose, by the most important person in the world. Mm. Sometimes I'd say to parents, you know, if you had something important to say and you went to that person who you looked up to and admired, and you could see by their actions that they just weren't interested, you know, as an adult, how would that make us feel? Mm. It's not a nice feeling. Mm. So it's just give the few minutes. And look, I'm a mum of four. It can be carnage. It can be crazy busy juggling everything. But if you feel that they really need to talk to you, just put a little reminder in your phone. Very often it can help, like for starting when they're young, just to maybe make time in the car or bedtime or a specific time where you might get a couple of minutes that you'd say, look, how was your day or how are you getting on? And I think sharing as well. So like if a parent has had a stressful day or something great has happened or whatever, share it. I mean, they love to hear about you as well. Yeah. Just getting that communication open. But I think from the kid's perspective, it's no matter, as you said earlier, how little the story is. It's a story and it's important to them. And in the world we're growing up in, if our teens and young adults find themselves in difficulty and they don't feel that they can come to us, that's a huge problem. Mm. I mean, kids need to know that they can come to us no matter what is happening. They could be out in town. They could be after having a few drinks. They could have got themselves in trouble. The last thing you want your child to feel is, I can't ring home. You know, I can't tell them. I can't call them. Of course, there'd be repercussions, but I just think from parents' perspective, we need to be realistic. We need to remember where we were at a certain age. Allow that communication to be open so that your kids know that there's a safety net at home. They can always call you, because that is vital. I've seen so many kids get into difficulty and be afraid to phone home. Mm. And that's a very scary place.
Yes. What's happening a lot, of course, Eileen, too, is people now working from home. So when the youngster wants to talk at 3:15 when they come in from school, mom or dad is just about to start a Zoom meeting and is very busy. So how do you get around that little hurdle?
Well, I think once you give them your attention for a minute even, and saying, look, mom or dad, whoever has to finish work now, I'll be done at a certain time. Let's sit down then when we both have time to talk about it. Rather than just saying, I'm busy, I can't do it, or, you know, fobbing them off. That's a very different response. At least you've acknowledged that they want to speak, you've listened to them, and you've put it off till a later time.
And how important is it if you say, well, look, I have to do my meeting now, but we can talk at 5:00. How important is it that you actually do talk at 5:00?
Oh, God, it's vital. I mean, that's why I put a reminder on my phone, because, let's face it, most of us may well forget. But from their point of view, as I said, it's an important thing for them, or they wouldn't be coming to you.
Yes.
So it is vitally important that we go back and say it. And I think it's very important, you know, parents, we can beat ourselves up. We can only do our best, but there's always a time in the day to give that 2 or 3 minutes. And very often that's all it is, you know, just to give it back and let the kids see that you know, you respect them, you value them, you are interested in their life. Because really, you are the most important person in their world. And if they don't think you're interested, where is that going to leave them, you know?
Indeed. Congratulations, Eileen, on the book. When we first spoke, Jumpstart Your Confidence was a small but burgeoning project. Now, book, website, podcasts, the whole lot.
Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, this book has been in my head for a number of years now. And if something positive was to come out of this last 12 months, it would certainly make it me getting this on paper. I'm very passionate about what I do, PJ. I feel very grateful and lucky that I found an area that I really am passionate about. And I suppose because I work so much with kids, I just want to give a few tips to parents just to help them manage the different challenges that we all have. And the easiest way I felt to do that was to do it in a book, because parenting can be very private and sometimes parents are slow to talk and share and look for support or advice. So a lot of what I've written is very basic, very practical. But, you know, it is coming from the perspective of the kids that I've worked with over the last 10 years. So a lot of it's just real. And I'm not telling anybody how to parent a child. I mean, nobody can do that. Everybody's child is different. Their parenting values, expectations are different. All I'm trying to do is say, if we just give a little bit of time to the basics, you know, we're going to end up in a much better place as our kids go into the teenage years. So it's just very practical, easy read, and just very realistic, I suppose. Mm. Most of us know what's in there, but it's reminders that I think we do all need. And a lot of what I've written, say the first whole chapter, PJ, now is about parents looking after themselves too, because I would very strongly believe that if we all gave a little bit of time to check in on ourselves a little bit more, and if we need support, that we're brave enough to go out and get it, we're in a lot better place to parent our kids.
Okay. It's called The Parent, How to Navigate the Ever-Changing World of Parenting. Wish you luck with it, Eileen Keane of jumpstartyourconfidence.com.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.